flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Miles, what day is it, man?
Well, today is January the 23rd.
You're right. It's Women's Healthy Weight Day.
Okay.
Women's Healthy Weight Day.
Yeah. Anybody want to comment on what a healthy weight for a woman is?
No.
No.
Didn't think so, because it's a territory that you don't go into. In fact, there's a lot of them.
The men's from top 10.
I just know it's not accurate. On
the men's from top 10.
The driver's
10
license.
Things you should never say to a woman. How about the classic overreaction? 25 or so years ago, I was having a casual but candid conversation with a female friend of mine. We were both annoyed with the warning labels that Tipper Gore, wife of Vice President Al Gore, slapped on music because she was offended. I offered my very subjective opinion and said, "Why are we listening to this fat cow?" You'd be amazed at the lightning-fast reflexes of some people. It was a mere nanosecond when I felt the sharp crack of the slap as it painted my face red. Good God. Calm down, will ya?
Our boy VD can embellish stories from time to time. However, he swears on the good book. That is 100% true.
Oh, I believe him.
I do too.
Okay, so these are things that you never say to a woman. Let's see if anybody's gone into this territory. This one's a little bit self-deprecating, but you knew I was like this.
I think Castle has the much better way of framing it. I thought one of his best quotes was, "You knew where the train was going when you bought the ticket."
That's right. That's right.
I feel like I've had that said to me by women.
Yeah, my wife says it to me all the time.
Yeah.
You knew I was like...
Right. I told you could just leave.
Can I? Best one, my favorite was still like, you couldn't make a dumb blonde joke. Then she was blonde and be like, "Well, you gotta cut me slack, I'm blonde." I'm like,
that's not a scientific thing.
No.
Well, it also, it doesn't, well, then I can make a dumb blonde joke.
Dummy.
Yeah, you know what? Fair call.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna puff my
chest. I don't know what I'm still upset about.
I'm not gonna puff my chest too tough on
that. Yeah, you're right. I gotta calm down.
Yeah, that's right. So, say your lady is doing something, and all of a sudden, you know, she's having some difficulty doing it. Well, you offer her this advice. You should ask my mom how to do it.
I would never say that.
No.
My God, I'd never say that.
Oh, the worst is you're just like your mom.
I wouldn't say your cooking's bad, but it's not as good as my mom's.
Still doesn't bring me home like that used to.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel good, sad.
I wouldn't say your cooking's
I'm
bad.
I'm full.
Out loud.
What?
I wouldn't say your cooking's bad. Out loud.
Out loud, that's right.
I mean, it is awkward sometimes, and this isn't women, but somebody's like, really like, give me your honest opinion. It's like,
okay.
All right, you know what? Your ribs are tough.
Right.
I know. Okay, shot that.
And not the food.
Yeah. You said you liked my ribs, Ted.
And wasn't you, Mike.
But you didn't ask me to be honest.
Mike, you don't need to know if I liked your ribs. I'm pretty sure I ate a whole rack of them by myself at Super Bowl last year. What happened to the ribs? I'm like licking the bone, like, ah, damn it.
You ate the whole chicken and the whole thing of ribs.
Kind of like a whole animal.
They were damn good ribs.
They were delicious.
Things to never say to a woman. You're very smart. You're very well spoken for a woman.
Oh, Jesus. If you add 4A after anything, it's not good.
Exactly. That's just a backhanded comment, period.
So is you are well-spoken.
Because
that implies that I think that you're an idiot.
Right. I am stunned that you are articulate.
I disagree with that one. No, you're... okay.
Well-spoken.
Maybe on the surface that you're right.
I would say something like, "You got a great point." Or, "You're absolutely correct." Or I would never say, "You're very well-spoken."
Yeah. I think that's fine. But when you say... when you follow up with four, doesn't matter, like, woman
a
race,
man,
like,
whatever.
Yeah. If you had 4A, it's like, okay.
Right. If you just said, man, you're really well spoken. Sometimes you just don't expect it, right? Maybe it's a giant football player and you're just like, damn. Right.
I didn't see that. He's probably heard it a million times.
Yeah.
Oh, you're confused? Let me explain it so you can understand.
Oh, mansplaining.
That's correct. Mansplaining.
All right. But at some point, if she is confused, like, I'm not, like, I'm going to explain it.
Correct.
Yeah. I explain it to other people.
Just don't say it. I guess that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
If you say, let me explain it to you, that's one thing. Then you're condescending. If you just explain something, not so bad.
Right. And I kind of agree with Ted that term has gotten so loose that sometimes you're just telling somebody, teaching somebody about something. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and we do it to each other all the time. It doesn't mean we're mansplaining. It means we know about it and we're okay to talk about it, and so we teach people about it.
Yeah. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm explaining it to you.
Right.
I'm two different things.
I'm not man-spreading. I just have a wide stance. I'm a short, fat guy.
Calm down. You're being emotional.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
Again, just because it's true doesn't mean you need to say it.
You're not lying.
It's not about truth. It's about how she feels about what you said. It's not a big deal. Again, these are things to never say to a woman. When saying something is a big deal, it's not your place to define whether or not it is. You don't get to decide someone else's perceptions or feelings. But also, being from this side of it, I know it's not a big deal. I understand that in this moment, it's a big deal to you. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal at all.
I'd say this is not going to be a big deal.
Yeah. You know what? That's fair. That's a good call.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, my wife and I do it now. Like, we've been married long enough where it's like anything. You know, you'll bicker back and forth about something. Sure. And then you find a way to make that molehill a mountain. Yeah, so in about the last 10 years, we just kind of stop each other. I'm like, is anything we're saying important or are we just mad? Because if it's important, I'll continue to listen. If we're just mad, let's just go do separate things for 20 minutes and let it go away. And man, it has worked masterfully.
Absolutely.
But you mean it. Like, dude, before we say something really stupid, we're arguing about what to watch on TV. So I'll do the, are we going to get divorced over this? Because if the answer is no, then let's drop it.
Right.
To me, that's the only thing to make. If we're not getting divorced, then nothing we're talking about is worth fighting about.
Our chemistry has gotten off at this point. Let's just go away for a second. Yeah. Give it 5 minutes. Yeah. We'll be fine.
You found me in bed with your sister. Are we going to get divorced? Yes, we are. Okay, let's talk about
this. Or you can put me in timeout.
Let me explain it so you all understand.
Yeah, or like, you don't seem happy with me. It's like, look, I'm just in an S-y mood. Maybe we just shouldn't hang out today.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Nothing's going to make it better.
Things to never say to a woman.
Especially not your cooking.
You're crazy.
I think it's situational.
You're crazy, man.
You're crazy.
If it's an emotional thing, then no. But if it's like, I want to do one more shot, like, you're crazy.
And I don't feel like, I don't feel like you say that to anybody.
Generally, I mean? When I say it, there's nothing negative going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if Ted says, man, I'm going to go chat that girl up over there. She's a smoke show. I'm like, man, you're crazy.
You're crazy, man.
I'm hoping it works for you.
Exactly.
But like,
it's more to the positive.
Yeah.
You know, Miles comes in. I'm going to eat this whole plate of wings. Oh, you're crazy, man.
Yeah, it's a weird way of encouraging someone.
It really is.
You'll see.
You should feel lucky that you get free drinks when you go out.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Does that mean you're not attractive?
Only if you're right.
Wow.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
I don't know that I've ever said to a woman you should feel like, but I've definitely said like, well, you probably get free drinks when you go out.
Yeah, because you're attractive.
I think the article talks about how, you know, yes, women proportionately get more free drinks than men do when they go out. But the problem is the insistence that comes after it. It used to be just a way of, it was basically like giving them your number, like, hey, I would like to talk to you. And then if they want to or not is up to them. But now it's almost becoming like this. Hey, I gave you a drink. You want to head into the bathroom for a quickie?
But the thing is, that has nothing to do with the checks. It's like we're horn dogs.
Right.
We don't have to buy them drinks. They're getting a free drink because someone bought them the free drink. I've never seen a bartender just say, like, it'd be different if bartenders go, I'm going to give you a free drink. But if I bought you a drink, like, that's, first of all, drink it. It's free. But
absolutely.
That's not on you. I'm trying to get in your pants.
Right, I'm shooting my shot here.
Christ almighty,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
I think, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, if you just got free drinks because you showed up somewhere, that's one thing. But, like, if people are buying you drinks, well, good for you. Yeah. I wish I was you.
Me and too. I feel like there's a difference between, like, if I'm chatting to a girl, like, hey, let me buy you a drink, as opposed to just being like, hey, man.
Send a drink over there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Much different, man.
Yeah. This one seems to be getting burned at the stake a lot more these days, but you'd be prettier if you smiled more.
Jesus.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Nope.
I don't know. And one thing, that's not necessarily true. Told you I'm at Emerald City Comic Con a couple years ago. And look, that it's a long day. My daughter's doing her thing. I am wiped out. So I'm in this, like, kind of makeshift seating area. Basically, everyone I was exhausted just kind of took this area. Drop dead gorgeous woman. She's on her phone. She's just kind of sitting in the middle of everyone. And all the guys keep peeking over. Her friend finally shows up, who she's been waiting for, and she smiles. And all four of her teeth were almost jet black, and I'm like, Jesus God. I mean, it was jarring. Would I mean, I would have told her, like, no.
That bad?
No. Seriously, man. I mean, it was, when her mouth was closed, she was just a very pretty woman. And right. She opened her mouth and just like, oh, man.
And people's faces are their faces. I feel like if I was to just observe any of the four of us in this room just walking down the street, I don't think there's going to be a smile on that face. It's not necessarily
generally
that we're pissed off about anything.
When someone does walk down the street with a smile, you can't help but notice because it seems weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most people aren't just smiling when they walk down. But I always notice people that are smiling when they walk down the street, and I assume they are crazy.
I did see a gal walking down the street today, and she had a smile on, and you could tell that something good had just happened in her life, and it brightened my day a little bit.
I was going to say, it's kind of infectious.
It is. It was quite nice. But I also recognize it as a rarity that people don't just walk around smiling.
Thrill's right. Like, I tend to smile, but if I'm walking down the street smiling, more than likely that's like a Joker thought. Just like,
yeah,
all right.
Are you sure you want to eat that?
Oh yeah, can I have it?
Right, that's what I would. Only thing. You don't want that. You don't need that. Yeah. I'll even make fat jokes so that I can have the food that she has that I want.
Why didn't you order fries if you wanted that many of mine?
That I have no problem saying.
Seriously,
sell them separate, and I wanted the ones that are on my plate with my burger. You've eaten half.
I don't want a bite of your salad.
You shouldn't wear so much makeup.
I understand the philosophy. I just prefer someone who looks like themselves.
Right.
But you can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what makeup is.
And the more natural look is starting to come
what
back.
I'm trying
not
to say
that
is,
they're not wearing makeup, but that's more natural looking.
Yeah, I like you when you wake up in the morning because 100%. You just look beautiful.
100%.
I mean, that's maybe the best
way to put
it.
You brushed your teeth a little earlier, but you know.
That really helps.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like we're guilty, too, of saying, like, we don't, like, make it without realizing how much time, like, women, not
absolutely.
A ton, but put on, like, women, I think, aren't wearing makeup. It's like, well, I'm still wearing stuff. You just don't realize.
That's perfect.
Right. Are you sure you want to wear that?
I've heard that 8 million times.
That goes,
I don't even feel
that goes
bad.
The other way.
Right. Yeah. I don't think a single man is saying that to his wife.
Absolutely not. That is absolutely the opposite. That road is not going that direction.
No.
It's coming the other way, man.
I mean, it is a family wedding. You know, let those things hang out.
And it's not even a question. It's a demand. You're not wearing that shirt.
Correct.
Right.
No, no.
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 Go back in there right now.
That's right.
And change.
No, you go into my closet and tell me what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm. You bought me this shirt.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, God. I made the mistake of the jeans and white tennis shoes thing.
Miles Montgomery.
Which I just, for some reason, I'm just like, what are you, a radio engineer?
Yeah, that's my first thought.
Things to never say to a woman. Is it that time of the month?
Oh, ooh, damn, man.
Yeah, avoid that subject.
You just seem extra angry.
Right.
I'm already planning on sleeping on the couch, so I'm just going to keep digging this hole.
Again, just because it might be true, it's about how it sounds. When are you going to have children? Some of them aren't. Some of them just...
Isn't that more from the...
I think that's from women to
older
women.
Older generation.
Yes. Yeah. That's like a
I have never said that to a woman.
Like a mom says to her daughter.
And then this is the number one thing to never say to a woman. It's kind of in that same vein. It's a subject to avoid altogether. Are you pregnant?
Oh, no.
Oh. Don't take the risk.
Sometimes the short, switch is just, you doing okay?
Right.
I'm fine. Right. Once you get I'm fine back, oh, man, the snowball just starts rolling down there.
Right. Duck and cover. Yeah. Hit the bunker, man. Seriously. You're out.
Mike and I were looking at a picture that it said, whenever you feel embarrassed, remember this photo of Paris Hilton kissing a woman's stomach who is not pregnant.
It is territory that you cannot wander into.
I learned that the hard way, too. Like, unless somebody says they're pregnant, like, do not bring it up.
Right. I learned it vicariously through my grandmother, who still, God bless her, probably to this day does not know that she did this. But I went up to a gal that was clearly pregnant, and started making the comment, oh, it looks like you swallowed a watermelon seed. You know, those little comments. No, she is not pregnant. She has just got a big old freaking mass right there on her gut that makes her look like she's pregnant.
Well, my wife was pregnant. I didn't even ask. I mean, we went to the hospital, to get the sonogram or whatever the hell. I'm still not pregnant. There's your little baby. I'm like, yep, still not asking.